on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the midweek Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Ladbrokes Park, Sandown at Lakeside today. And the first 2 days of this week, Warren Huntley has been smashing them out of the park. He tipped 4 of 9 yesterday. We're on a winning roll. And Dean Lester will be continuing that run today. Although it looks like it's a bit of a tricky meeting. Big Fields, Dino, how are you?
Hello, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Dino. What do you make of this meeting today?
I think it's a pretty challenging program. Heavy 9 ground, pretty big fields, obviously. Horses wanting to race this week if they can't next week. I think it's a pretty tough day.
Yeah, we got the wet track. Let's have a chat to Kane McCartan, the track manager, to find out exactly what the track conditions are and if there's any more rain forecast for the day. How are you, Kane?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Have you had a wet few days out there?
We have, yeah. We probably didn't get as much as what it looked like we were going to get, so we got off lucky, but we just had another brief shower, and there's a few sort of blobs coming up from the south now that look like they might have a bit in it too. So fingers crossed we can avoid that and they go around us. But we're starting on a 9 and we'll just see where we go from there.
Is there a chance it could get to the 10?
Oh, look, heavy 10s are a funny one. Like, it's sort of a heavy 10s almost a track in this day and age where, you're not far off saying the meeting can't be run. It's not at that stage. I think it's more if it's raining during the races where there's a bit of a visual thing, it might be a problem. But the way the track is at the moment, I mean, we've called it a heavy 9. It's probably somewhere in that, genuine heavy rain. So I think any more showers is just going to compound the fact that it's not going to get any better. We'll just see how the weather plans out for the next couple of hours.
Rails out 7. Do you expect them to be going wide as the meeting progresses?
Yeah, I think so. With that sort of heavy 9 rating at the moment, there is a bit of wear and tear in that sort of part of the track up the front straight, just where we raced like 3 last meetings. Sort of the horses that have gone wider, probably most of the marking, as you can imagine, will be closer to the rail than out wider. So I think horses would probably prefer the ground about 3 to 4 off, especially if we get that rain.
Well, best of luck today. It is going to be a genuine mid-winter meeting. No better track to have it at than at Sandown Lakeside. So good luck today.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Kane McCartan joining us there. I wonder what Michael Kent Jr. thinks of a heavy 9 surface for today's meeting out at Ladbrokes Park. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Michael. What a lovely day for the races.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be rugged up out there.
No doubt.
I don't mind this midwinter rain. This is what we expect in the middle of winter, so it suits the wet trackers. Have you got a few of them out there today?
Yeah, we do, actually. Yeah, we do. Some are unknown, but a couple are proven. Heavy track, so that should be no problem.
You've got a good team out there. Red Rocket Ship is the one that kicks off proceedings, and only the 3 starts. You threw this 2-year-old gelding into the deep end at the debutante stakes, come back with 2 seconds. So we see it's obviously got ability. Is today the day it can break through?
We hope so. We've told stewards to roll forward from that barrier, slightly awkward draw. Got through the heavy, no problem last start, and our sort of view was that run was as good as a win. He's a very good run there, caught wide. Ben Mellon brought him back, was the right thing to do, and he made a really good run late and just got beaten. So we sort of took the view that this race came up, and whilst it's a handicap, he's sort of going to figure. Big field. I think it would be an advantage to be close to the speed today. It's sort of how Sandown seems to play on Lakeside, heavy ground, so hence why we're going forward.
Deep races today, obviously, because we've got next week off, so we've got big fields, and you would expect they'll be pretty competitive races. Is this a 2-year-old that you think has the potential to get a little bit better?
Definitely. He's much better than gelding now. He's more genuine, and we've always liked him. He's a good-looking, kind of extreme choice, he's very consistent, in 2 runs back. So his work's been good, and, I think it's a bit of a step up compared to last start, but he'll sort of make his own luck up front there, and I think he'll run really well.
All right, race number 4, you've got 2 chances here as well. You've got how do we pronounce this horse here, Michael?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, what's it mean?
It's like a hallucinogenic spirit they take, the American Indians take.
Really?
Yeah, interesting one.
Have you had it?
No. No, but Google it. Yeah, it's quite interesting.
I will. Okay, no worries. The ownership group there might have some good nights out. How does this filly go?
Yeah, she goes good. And actually, Jamie has ridden her the past 2 starts, and she's She's sort of a horse that can lay a little bit awkward, and she did a quiet belly last time, so we've just applied some new gear there, a lugging bit and a left-sided blinker. So I think she'll hopefully run better today. She's smallish filly with a short neck, so hence we've got being in on. I think those horses suit smaller riders, and you can get in behind her a bit better. And off her run two starts to go at Sandown, she'd be right in this race. She's always had a nice turn of foot for a Tavistock, and providing she gets to the heavy nine and you know, it's a race is true enough, I think she can run really well.
Well, you've got a pretty nice stablemate in the race as well. Prior to its last start, it had pretty good form. That Too Much to Bear is good form. Right, the Score's the one I talk about here. So can you split the two of them?
Tough to split them, honestly. Ayahuasca's coming up a little freshened, so I hope she runs well. Right, the Score just last time, I don't know, we thought she'd go a lot better than that. It was a tricky track that day. Anyway, we're going to ride her a bit quieter today. I know we might need to be on pace, but it's a smallish field, and I think ridden quiet, she can run on better. So, look, not supremely confident, Michael, but they're both going there in good order.
All right, that's race four, numbers 3 and 10. And then you've got Right You Are in race number 5. Now, this is a galloper that has shown he's got very good abilities. He's placed 8 of 10, came back from a long break with a really good run at Caulfield. Has he taken much improvement out of that?
Definitely, yeah. Really happy with him. You're right, he's a good horse. Loved him last winter, going through the grades. He's a horse that, you know, does nothing at home but really pins his ears back race day. He just had a few little niggles, feet issues, last prep on those firmer tracks. Gained a good break, and he loves soft ground, heavy ground. So you're right, really good run first up off a long break. Had two jump outs going in, so it was always going to benefit. And we sort of spoke to Ollie an hour ago, and he might end up fourth or fifth on the rails, hoping not get too far back. And yeah, I know he's had a long time off the scene, but given he's going to do no work in the run, hopefully he's good enough to win.
He's got Ollie on board with 16.5. Did you think about claiming?
No. Ollie gets along with the horse really well. He's not a kid's horse per se. You know, he's got his quirks, and these compressed handicaps, there's not a huge spread. I know some have claimed there, but, just being, he's a good horse, and I think from that barrier, Ollie's the right man for the job.
And then you got Cafe Rizzo, who went around in an Oaks, wasn't that far away, resumed at Sandown, and not far away there as well. Second up, fitter, what are you expecting today?
Yeah, it's actually third up.
That's
right for her today to sort of do a bit more up in trip finally. So she's always shown she's got a really clean set of lungs, doesn't have a turn of foot. So now after this trip, I think we'll start to see her do something. So really happy the way she's going. She's been working terrific at home. And she's an each way chance at odds there.
Any concern with the track with her?
I wouldn't have thought, just being a staying type, I would have thought that testing track might suit her, but we'll find out, I suppose. And the last race on a bog track, it'd be interesting. But, yeah, I wouldn't have thought it'd be a problem.
Where are we going for the best today?
It'd have to be Right You Are, for sure. Just he's a quality horse, and fingers crossed he can win for us.
Race 5, number 1, Right You Are, best of the day. Good luck today, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Michael Kent Jr. joining us there. Dino, let's get stuck into the first race, which is at 12:25 for the two-year-olds over 1,300 metres. Take out 5, 7, 12, 16 and 19. Stalking is the favourite. The Blue Army, Ollie back on board at $4.40. Italian Poet, $6.50. Red Rocket Ship, $7.50. And Star Spirit, good push from Archie Alexander, is a $7.50 chance. But that's probably not where the chances end. Who do you like in the first?
No, it's a tough start to the program, Michael. I'm happy that number 20, Italian Poet, got into the field. I thought this horse probably should have won at Ballarat last start, and the market's sort of gravitated to him a little bit this morning since he's got into the field, and I think he's got a great winning chance to beat 14 Stalking. I thought both of her runs, Wangaratta and then Flemington, she made good progression, and I think the extra distance will certainly suit. 11 at Red Rocket Ship. Interesting they're going forward with him. I thought they might go back from the map, but He certainly ran very well at Cranbourne last start and has got a legitimate chance. And I thought Mirami Express last week ran quite well at 1,000 metres, too short for him. Probably just akin to having a trial for this race after he'd had a little bit of a break, might be next best. But I'm pleased to see Italian Poet in the field, and I think a good each way chance. 20 from 14, 11 and 2.
Not often we say 20 in a midweek
no.
meeting at Sandown. That's how we start the day. A $6.50 chance, number 20, Italian Poet, in the first race. Number two is a benchmark 70 over 2,400 metres. Take out 8, 13 and 14. Carry for Danny O'Brien's the favourite here at $4. Sign, seal, deliver at $5. Jaquila at $6 for Michelle Payne. And then route to Justice soon at $6 as well. A theme of the day, Dean, there's going to be some pretty wide-open events here and maybe a bit of value to be found. Who do you like in the second?
Yeah, I'm happy to think Carrie's the one to beat. I thought she was 6 weeks between runs going into her last run. Had a wide run with 62 kilos. I thought she ran pretty well. And I think this isn't a harder race and actually drops 4 kilos in weight, courtesy in part of Matt Cartwright's 2 kilo claim. I think she's well placed and hard to beat. I think Seven Grey Khan's going well for the Galagotis team. One first up, then a few handy runs, and then one again last time out. Should get a good run and run very well. Number 10, Fort Charles. Past two wins have been good. They've been in a lot lesser grade. They've been in high weights, but at least you know he can stay and he can handle soft ground. And he's got a big weight drop, and Jaquila's running well without winning and will be competitive. But, yeah, I think Carrie deserves to be favourite, but I think there's a couple out of the market a bit that are a bit of value. 5, 7, 10, 11.
5, 7, 10 and 11 in race number two. Race number three is a 64 over 1,400 metres. In this race, we can take out 2, 7, 11, 16 and 20. Rock Ribbed is the favourite here for T.O. Nugent. Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, $3.20. Influential Jack at $4.20. Tirath at $5.50 for Matty Raymond. And then Ostrata is a $9 chance in Jerry Ryan's colours. So have you had much to do with the form and placement of Ostrata?
Nothing at all, Michael. But I like the way he's going. Watched the videos of his jump outs and as they're all available, and I think this horse has made good improvement from his last campaign, and I think he's got a very good chance first up Ostrata, and he's the way I'm going at around the $9 to beat Rock Ribbed, who I think certainly a good winning chance, lightly raced progressive from the right stable with a claim and a good draw. I think there's a lot to like about his chances. 13 to Rath, I think is both runs have been encouraging. Drops a little bit in weight, looks a legitimate chance, and Haviron, number 5, ran okay first up and will be fitter, and again, from a good draw. I think the draw is significant there with a few of these, but Ostrata, with a little bit of luck, I think at $9 represents a bit of value. 3, 10, 13 and 5.
3, 10, 13 and 5. It is good value. Ostrata, $9, $2.90 the place. Race number 3. Race number 4 is the Ladbrokes Handicap over 1,600 metres. We can take out 5 and 11 here. Breeze and Luna, $3.70. The favourite from the Danny O'Brien stable. Right the score at $3.90. Interesting what Michael Kent had to say. Disappointed with the run last start, so not brimming with confidence today. $3.90, but to be ridden a little more quiet. So You Assume at $6. And then we've got Ayahuasca. That is Mikey on the buttons, who... He's a type of bloke who I think
he'd be involved.
There's no doubt. We've got some interesting listeners, and we've got some gutsy listeners. We've got an SMS coming through here, Dino, saying, it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever done. I had 3 nights in a Peru jungle. Only the vomiting. That was the only downside. That's from Dave.
Yeah, it's a bit of a setback.
you haven't come across this before, have you, Dino?
No, only on the race course, Michael. Yes. But no, I'm sure Mikey's one that can tell us about that one.
Will we see any, psychedelic actions today from the horse?
Well, I'll be hallucinating if it wins. I'm not sure. I haven't got her in the numbers, but again, it's a very even race. I think Breeze and Luna's a terrific little wet tracker, though, and her form suggests that. Ran well last start. Again, gets the valuable claim for Matty Cartwright and can run well. To beat Gabira, who got into the dead heat scenario at Geelong. Wasn't a bad performance, and I think fitter for that run. Chris Waller having no problems going straight to 1600 with this filly, so I think she can be competitive. So you assume good tough run at Geelong, two starts back, so it was no shock that she came out and did what she did at Sandown last time out, and will run well again. And right the score, yeah, I was hoping that Michael would say that they're going to ride this one quieter. I think three wide, no cover wasn't ideal for her last time out off a quieter ride. She could certainly improve. But, yeah, I think Breeze and Luna's the safest option in a competitive race. 1, 7, 2, and 10.
1, 7, 2, and 10. Now, just in that race is an SMS asking about Santero. What do you think of it?
She's on the back up. I sort of had a little doubt on her last week at 1,400, and she ran well. And Patrick Payne's keen to go to 1,600, so she's another, you know, if you're probably having an early quality, she'd nearly go in. She'd be the next in line for me. I thought her run last week was sound.
And just on that, another SMS asking, Influential Jack, race three, you didn't put it in your numbers?
Look, he's a horse that's around the mark. You know, he runs competitively. His last, you know, four or five runs have all been competitive. He just doesn't win out of turn. I think he's well enough found in the market and maybe you know, a couple more progressive horses than him, but you know, he's just a bit short for mine.
That and Nick Quinney's tipping him today.
Yeah, that's well. The other thing. I didn't want to mention that.
We'll take a break. Four races down. When we come back, it'll be the quaddie at Ladbrokes Sandown Lakeside.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. I'm not sure if you've got the cricket or we've got an SMS coming through here, Dino. The Windies are 5 for 27, so don't want to go the early crow, but it's looking good for Australia. They're chasing 257, so Australia doing very well over there. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie, and in this race, as I get the market up for race number five, the scratchings, we can take none out. They all go round. Right you are. $3.10, Dino, the best of the day from Michael Kent Jr. Barbie's Fox is at $5. Patricio was also a good tip from Archie Alexander. They've got three heading to the races today, and it was his best of the day. Unfair Dismissal at $6.50. So there's been quite a big market shift here, considering there's no scratchings. Right You Are has been $3.50 into $3.10. Barbie's Fox, $4.60 out to $5. Petruccio has been $4.40 out to $5.50. And Unfair Dismissal, $14 this morning into $6.50, Dean.
Yeah, look, I can understand the bit of liking for him because he's got 52.5 on heavy ground, and that's always a really important thing. He doesn't win very often. He was unlucky two starts back when he missed the start, and he's there with a chance also, Michael. It's that sort of day, but bit of a clash of confidence of your guests from earlier. I'm with Archie Alexander on this one, with Patricio. I think he's come up very well. His Flemington run was terrific. His run against the pattern of the day at Caulfield was good, as was Right You Are. So there's not a lot between them, but I think Patricio's very backable price each way to beat Right You Are, who'll run well. Omo, I thought, was a good run with a big weight at 1,400 metres last start. Now he gets to his best trip with a bit of weight relief, and that run in Adelaide before he came over is very good form for a race like this. And 8, Category 5. Thought he might get a pretty easy lead. He didn't get that at Mornington, and hence he was beaten before the turn. But he's had a freshen up. His run at Cranbourne two starts back was excellent, and he might give a good sight for a long way. But, yeah, Unfair Dismissal and even Maritana probably are your next best in line. 6, 1, 9, and 8.
6, 1, 9, and 8 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6, we can take out 3, 7, 13, 16, and 19. Aquilian's a favourite here, the former British Galloper at $4.60, and Fissers at $4.80. Garen Piero is at $6, and then Rich Dane at $8.50. It's a wide open market, Dean. Do we need a few in this leg?
I'm going to take four. I think Aquilian looks progressive, got beaten by Hosier at Bendigo, and that's terrific form, even though he's beaten a fair margin. Came straight out and won at Werribee, and I think onto the bigger track, and 1,600 metres is going to suit him well. I think he's got a great winning chance. Amphissa, Chris Waller had the two in the race, scratched too much to bear and relies on Amphissa, and from an inside draw you'd think would get a pretty good run and looks a good hope. Big Brew, thought might be the leader, or certainly right on the speed and very competitive, and has to be regarded. And one at odds to consider Houston Street getting fitter off a long layoff. I think he's ticking over okay and might be next best. But I think Aquilian deserves to be favourite. And I actually thought he might be a little bit shorter than he is. But he's the one to beat. 14, 4, 5 and 6.
14, 4, 5 and 6 in race number 6. Race number 7, a benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. Take out 2, 4, 6, 9, 13, 14, 15 and 20. Jay Gatsby, Ollie's got a good book of rides today. It's another favourite, $4. Renova, $5. Zupino, $6. Hell of a Bill at $7. And then we're out to $7.50 for Tanner. Who do you like here, Dean?
This is another good competitive race. The theme of the day, Michael. I'm going with number 12, Jay Gatsby. I think he's got the current form line. It narrowly beaten by Hickok. And Hickok ran well behind I'm Thunderstruck on Saturday, even though beaten a considerable margin. I think that's good form for a 64 grade of race. 3-year-old on the up, and I'm going with him to beat 17 Villanaire, who is going really well. The run last start at Bendigo was terrific. That was behind Secret Palace, who probably should have won at Caulfield a couple of Saturdays ago, and will be very competitive. The real query in this race, I can't get my head around, is number 18, Renova, the galloper from the Hawks Yard. A maiden, a five-year-old, rising five-year-old, had one start. It was a very good run at Pakenham. We run a lot of maidens in Melbourne and Victoria, and it's in a 64 grade. So whether they're trying to get its rating up very quickly to get into something better, or it'll appreciate the heavy ground, I don't know. But it's trialled very well and has to be considered on speculation alone, I think. And Hell of a Bell was quite a good run last start and will be fitter for that run. Certainly think goes in the quaddie, but another really good race. 12, 17, 18 and 8.
12, 17, 18 and 8 in the second last. And the last is over 2,100 metres. Take out 11 and 13. Perennial for Peter Moody's the favourite, 340. Nerve, not Verve. Good push from Mike Moroney at $4.60. Heaven's Gift at $4.80. Cafe Rizzo at $10. And then Secret Palace is at $10. Alex Ray was on with the Brekkie Boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Secret Palace.
Look, there was some mitigating circumstances the last start. She was only playing. It's D-Day for me today because I've always told all the connections that this was a pretty serious horse. And I always said, you know, when we get her to a mile and a quarter on soft ground, we'll see her at her best. So I'm really confident she'll run a big race today. I've always, you know, sort of pumped her tyres up a little bit, and it's up to her today to deliver. So, you know, fingers crossed she can run really well.
Another ride for Ollie and a pretty good push for a $10 chance, Secret Palace in the last. Do you give it a hope, Dean?
She's in the numbers in the quaddy for sure, Michael. This is, we've got through seven races, and I think then we get to the hardest race of the day. So it's a very challenging card. I'm leaning to number 5, Heaven's Gift. I think both runs for the McAvoy Yard have at least been progressive. Should get a cheap run. It's got a good hope. Perennial runs very well. She just doesn't win very often. 2 wins, 9 seconds proves that. But I don't think a lack of desire. I just think she gives her best and often finds one better. And again, just goes up a little bit in weight today, but gets Luke Nolan, which is a plus. Nerve Not Verve proof, getting back to 70 grades her go. And with the claim, she gets in okay here again. So she's going to be a factor. And I think 14, Hell of a Deal, I was giving a good chance to at Caulfield. And just got held up when she needed to get rolling at Caulfield. And I thought ran quite well. Might be next best. But, yeah, a tough finish. 5, 7, 1 and 14.
5, 7, 1 and 14. Might need a couple of more numbers in the quaddy. Speaking of the quaddy and where we try and find a best bet, where do we go?
I'm going with Petruccio, race 5, number 6 is the best. The best value, I thought, each way, race 3, number 3, Estrata. For the quaddy, the first leg, I'm going 1, 6, 8, 9. The second leg, 4, 5, 6 and 14. The third leg, 8, 12, 17 and 18. And the last leg, 1, 5, 7, 9, 12 and 14. Play of the day, it's a bit of a conservative play, but yeah, select them to win and maybe back them to place. So maybe a parlay 2-3-4, which costs $11 for a dollar, all for the place. And they're race 2, number 5, Carrie. Race 3, number 3, Estrada. Race 4, number 1, Breeze and Luna. race 5, number 6, and that is Petruccio.
All right, Dino. It is a tough day. We will do our best to get a dollar out of sand. And I do have an SMS which has just come through here from a listener, and I wasn't aware of this. Dino, I see D. Lester is an owner of Belmont, race 3, number 5 today. Race 3, number 5 over in Belmont. Cheerful moment. It's the $2.60 favourite, trained by Lindsay Smith, Dean.
Well, there you go, Michael. I didn't know the papers had gone through. So there you go. I'm very happy.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah. So, look, we are certainly hoping for the best. He's a really nice horse. He ran a terrific race first start for Lindsay, and he's trialled last Friday, and he trialled really well. So I'm hoping we're on the right side of the ledger with him.
Oh, very good. Kiwi, son of Mongolian Khan. So that'll be something to have a little look at 4:24 today, race 3, number 5. Dino, good punting today.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael.
Dean Lester.